The best foreign news. I'm Rich Thomason. Can diplomacy end the war in Gaza? Well, the diplomats hope so.
International mediators are holding a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in an effort to stop the ever-rising Palestinian death toll in Gaza and to secure the release of hostages held captive in Gaza. The US, Qatar and Egypt are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. Hamas has not said whether it will participate in the talks, as it says Israel has added new demands to a proposal that had US and international support. A ceasefire in Gaza would likely calm tensions across the region following an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon that killed a top Hezbollah commander and the killing of Hamas's top political leader in an explosion in Iran's capital. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, his focus was on the economy as former President Trump led a rally the other day in Asheville, North Carolina.
Vote Trump and your incomes will soar, your savings will grow, young people will be able to afford a home. And we will bring back the American dream bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Mr. Trump vowing to cut energy prices in half while securing the border and deporting illegal immigrants. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be sharing a stage later today.
In a joint appearance in Maryland this afternoon, the president and vice president will talk about their effort to lower prices. They will announce that Medicare has reached agreements on new lower prices with 10 manufacturers. According to the White House, it will save people on Medicare $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs, and Medicare will save $6 billion in the first year alone.
Focus on lowering drug prices, that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Churning in the Atlantic, Hurricane Ernesto is heading in the direction of Bermuda now, not expected to strike the U.S. East Coast. Wall Street, Dow futures up 82 points. This is SRN News. Another controversy at Facebook.
Richard Dawkins is a prominent British atheist, but he's also a scientist and does not accept transgenderism. He recently pointed out how transgenderism violates the rules of science, and his Facebook account was abruptly suspended. He says Facebook never gave him a reason for the 11-day suspension, but he believes it was because of his transgender statements. Facebook later blamed the suspension on ill-defined technical difficulties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An unusual situation in New York. A proposed amendment to the state constitution meant to enshrine abortion does not actually include the word abortion. Arguments are underway in a lawsuit that Democrats hope will force election officials to insert the word in an explanation of the amendment that voters will see while casting their ballots. The unusual legal effort began weeks after the State Board of Elections chose to use the measure's technical language verbatim rather than interpret it in its explanation to voters. SRN News. Google takes a wraps off its next-gen Pixel phones.
The launch provides the maker of Android software a head start on the next iPhone in the race to bring more artificial intelligence services to devices that have become people's constant companions. The showcase occurred 2 months earlier than the company typically rolls out the next models in its Pixel phone lineup, and Google left little doubt that the Pixel 9 phones are meant to be a vessel for the AI technology that's expected to reshape society.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can refer to an unborn child as an unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure, would guarantee the constitutional right to an abortion in Arizona, and justices siding with Republican lawmakers over proponents of that ballot measure. More details at SRNnews.com.